When a tornado swept through Joplin last month, people were displaced from their homes, and so were a number of pets. Over the weekend, the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals and the Joplin Humane Society partnered to host a two-day adopt-a-thon. Emily Schneider from the ASPCA says the event was a huge success.
We were completely floored by the outpouring of support. We had people from 24 states coming into Joplin over the adopt-a-thon weekend, and we were able to find homes for 745 pets.
That's great. And you said that there were people that came from about 24 states, and I think it was about 5,700 is what I had read. Were you surprised to see so many people come out to help adopt these animals?
Yeah, you know, we were expecting a large crowd, but not as large as the number of people that showed up. I mean, the first day on Saturday, I think we had more than 3,000 people show up, and it was just a huge crowd. You know, we had people from, you know, Missouri, from Kansas City, St. Louis, Springfield, but we had people from Kansas, Illinois, Oklahoma, Tennessee, as far as New Mexico, a few from Pennsylvania. I mean, there are a lot of people from you know, across the country that came in to open their arms and give a permanent home to one of these animals.
Now, you were expecting a fairly large crowd. So how did you prepare for this event? How did you coordinate, I'm assuming, volunteers?
Yes. Well, we've been there since the day after the tornado hit Joplin. So we were there since May 23rd. And since then, we've had more than 100 responders rotating from various agencies. We've, the ASPCA reached out to about 89 animal welfare agencies who sent volunteers and staff to assist us with disaster relief and recovery efforts. And in total, we've been able to help about roughly 1,300 animals. And we really made every effort with the Joplin Humane Society to first reunite lost pets with their families, and that was our first goal. And we were successfully able to reunite close to 500 lost pets with their families. And we did everything from social media outreach to posting flyers, doing PSAs, taking out ads. I mean, we did everything we can to, you know, let people know that their animals, you know, may be at the emergency animal shelter. But, you know, it was after, I think, about 4 weeks, a little over a month, the tornado hit. You know, these animals really needed to be placed in a permanent home. So we started planning for an adoption event, and we had about 600 animals that were available for adoption at that time. And we, you know, basically planned a huge adopt-a-thon over Saturday, Sunday. You know, we lined up other venues and other activities that people can do while they were at the adopt-a-thon. So we had food, we had music, we had different vendors setting up stands, and it was a really nice event. I mean, there are so many people that came to Joplin, you know, just to adopt an animal and to help out and give a permanent home to a homeless pet. So it was really nice to see, you know, the support from not just the local community, but the surrounding communities as well.
Now, was the Joplin Humane Society's building damaged from the tornado?
No, actually, Joplin Humane Society was not affected by the tornado. So they were, their facility was untouched.
Now, you were caring for about 1,300 animals, I believe you said, and so you had to organize emergency shelters because I'm sure that the Joplin Humane Society is not equipped for that many animals. So how does that work? How do you disperse these animals so that they can be getting the care that they need in this transition?
Mm-hmm. Well, the team lead for Field Investigations and Response Team, Tim Rickey, he was actually called in a few hours by the Joplin Humane Society to assist in emergency sheltering. The Joplin Humane Society was expecting a large number of animals that were, you know, displaced from the tornado. And, you know, the next day, Tim Rickey actually went out to Joplin and identified a location, which was, we actually were able to find a location right next to the Joplin Humane Society. There were three warehouses that were empty. And so we established an emergency shelter there. We set up crates. We separated the dogs from the cats, which made up the large majority of the animals that we found and rescued. And over the next couple of days, we quickly housed, you know, it started with a few hundred, then it rose up to 1,000. And in total, I think we had about 1,300 animals that we assisted since day one.
Now, this weekend was successful, but there are still some animals that need a permanent home. How can people get in touch with the Humane Society or find out if there are still pets that maybe they would be willing to take home?
Mm-hmm. Well, we have about 200 animals that are still left, and they're still not yet available for adoption. One of the primary reasons is, you know, some of them are too young to be spay or neutered. And all of the animals that we adopted out this weekend were spay, neutered, microchipped, vaccinated, and the adoption fee were waived. What the Joplin Humane Society is doing is they're actually extending the fee-waived adoptions up until July 9th. So if people are interested in adopting an animal, they can certainly go to the Joplin Humane Society, and there's no adoption fee, and that's until July 9th.
You can contact the Joplin Humane Society for more information at 417-623-3642 or visit joplinhumane.org.